Now, three of the four meat factories at the heart of the COVID-19 spike in Kildare, Laois and Offaly will not reopen today, but one will, Carol's Cuisine in Tullamore. We asked them to come on the programme this morning, but no one was available for interview. In a statement, though, they said they have currently 9 positive cases of the virus and all 9 people are self-isolating. Yesterday, they said they tested over 210 staff and those results will be known in the coming days. We also asked to speak to someone from the meat industry representative body, but no one was available. We are joined by Edel McGinley from the Migrant Rights Centre, which has serious concerns about the conditions of employment of many working in meat factories. Edel McGinley, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
And thank you for joining us this morning. And I know that you gave evidence to the Oireachtas COVID Committee last month on this very issue. What are your thoughts on Carol's reopening today?
I mean, it seems ludicrous, to be quite honest, if you've had a cluster already in that particular factory, that it wouldn't stay closed. And I think this goes to the heart of the problem. We've seen this since March 26. We've been warned by workers over the past number of months that there will be a resurgence, because we've seen very different approaches across the sector to protection for workers, to safety standards. So it isn't surprising that we are seeing, more cases. It is a sector that where people still work in very close proximity to each other, shoulder to shoulder. Output has not decreased during this time, so it raises questions. If output hasn't decreased, how can there be, clear measures in place for people to be able to work properly together?
Now, there are around 300 cases in total in meat factories at the moment, yet a month ago, when both yourselves and the Meat Industry Ireland representatives were giving evidence to the Oireachtas Committee, there were 0 cases. Now, that possibly is because of what was happening in the community at the time too, because it was at the height of the restrictions. But has the source of these latest infections been traced? Do we know if it has come from inside or outside the meat factories?
Well, I'm not aware of the source of that. I'm not sure if the HSE have actually released that. I suppose what we do know, look, this is a sector that's very difficult to work in. It is long hours, it's low pay, it has a high incidence of health and safety issues. We carried out a survey with workers, 57% of those workers have been injured in the workplace. Over 60% said they didn't feel safe at work at the moment. We haven't seen any pay increases for workers for hazardous pay. We just recently, we know that 1 in 10 people don't have access to a sick pay scheme. So there is a welcome development that is going to be extended to all workers. However, there is kind of a stipulation around contracts. We know from what people we talk to that many people don't have contracts of employment, or the contracts have expired because they're doing something completely different. So that scheme needs to be streamlined, simplified, easy to access. People need to know who their local doctor are. They need to have access to immediate interpreters if that's needed. So there's a lot of things that need to be put in place to actually access that.
But Meat Industry Ireland say, and they told the Oireachtas COVID Committee, I read through the transcripts of it last night, they said that they introduced 60-plus measures 2 months before the HSE guidance came in for meat factories on May the 15th. And some of those measures included enhanced hygiene and sanitation and biosecurity protocols. Breaks and lunches were staggered. Additional canteen and amenity capacity was introduced. Perspect dividers to separate side-by-side contact, visors for each employee. Workers were told not to come to work if they had symptoms. They had to complete a questionnaire and undergo temperature checks. And that all, they say, resulted in cases going to 0 in June and July. Do you accept that?
I accept that there's a mixed picture across the industry. I think some employers acted quickly and some employers put in some of those measures and some did not. From talking to workers, again, it was up to 6 weeks before those were put in place, and workers were very concerned that there was going to be a rollback on that. So this is linked again to HSA inspections. So when when an employer knew that an inspection was coming, that extra measures were put in place, that workers were, you know, not to come into work that day. So, you know, I think I accept that some things were done, but obviously not enough has been done. There, you know, we need to, the guidelines that has been put in place, that weren't put in place until well into May, these are clearly not working. We need to see, you know, the immediate closure of plants where there are clusters. We need to see rolling testing of COVID tests, I mean, testing of cases. And, you know, if Carol's cuisine, it seems ludicrous that there isn't a mandatory requirement now that they should close. And
well, the HSE say they are working with the local public health team, so it doesn't appear to be, at least, a unilateral decision to remain open. It does seem to be taken in consultation with a local public health team, so say the HSE to us in a statement, at least, anyway, not specifically about Carol's, but generally. Idel, we'll have to leave it there for now. I know we're going to be talking about this continually over the next number of days, but thank you for now for joining us. Idel McGinley from the Migrant Rights Centre. It's 12 minutes past 7.